you know, it's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. You know what? Hold up. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
It is on. Hello. You're listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. I've been gone for like 2 weeks. So I don't even know what the heck I'm doing anymore. That's why I had to ask you guys, is my mic on? But sorry about that. Oh, well, it happens in showbiz because that's how I roll. I make mistakes just like everybody else, but who cares? Here on the State is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because dating can be ugly sometimes. And like I said before, I have been gone for a couple of weeks because I have been on a mother effing fabulous vacation. I just got back from Cancun, Mexico on Friday, and yeah, it's a bittersweet moment for me right now. You know, I'm happy to be on the air with you guys, but I am so sad to be back in the United States of America. Yeah, I love the US of A, but I'm telling you, in Cancun, they pamper you. Well, the resort I stayed in, a very, very nice resort in Cancun, Mexico, and I got pampered, you know, food, you know, was ready around the clock, had my own concierge slash butler, and, you know, the drinks were flowing. It wasn't that cheap rail liquor either. It was top shelf deliciousness. So I had to come back home and get back in general population, and I feel some kind of way about that, not gonna lie. You know, it's definitely weird for me to have to, you know, make my own food and freaking put my own napkin in my lap. Like, this is not the life that I want to live. Like, come on now. It's crazy. But since I wasn't here the week before, I gotta say happy belated Father's Day to all the dads out there, including my wonderful father, Leon Perry. We had a great time on Father's Day. You know, we had some delicious, you know, all the ladies got together and cooked some food for the fellas. So, of course, I love to cook. But for some odd reason, on Father's Day, I didn't make a damn thing. I brought chips and salsa. I took the easy way out. So my bad, but the food was delicious. All the ladies got together, pampered the guys, and my father got on the grill. Yes, he was working. I don't know why, but he was working on Father's Day, and he made some amazing steaks. And if you know my father, you know he is a damn good chef. He is awesome in the kitchen. So kudos to my dad and to all the fathers out there. You know, happy belated Father's Day. And make sure you check out our blog, about Father's Day. It's called Bitter Woman's Day because there's a lot of women that try to take credit for Father's Day. So I'm not that kind of woman. I believe fathers should get the shine on Father's Day. So if you don't have a good child's father, or your father wasn't good to you, you know, just ignore that day and let it be. But don't try to take the glory from other guys, because Father's Day is for men, it is not for women. So once again, happy belated Father's Day to all the dads out there. I also got to give a shout out to Cullen and Taliba. I don't know if you guys remember, I think it was in 2012, in early 2013, Cullen was a part of This Date Is Over Radio. So, and he just got married. They got married the Friday before last. So, you know, happy, you know, life and wedding and all that jazz and celebration to those two, because it was a beautiful ceremony. And the crazy thing about the wedding ceremony, which is really not crazy about their ceremony, but I was driving to the wedding. It was on a Friday, so I'm in rush hour traffic, and I'm getting into the middle lane from the right lane because the venue was coming up on my left hand side, and boom, there was an accident. I got into a damn fender bender on my way to the wedding. Ish happens, but oh well. Oh effing well, it happens. I'm fine, I'm safe. My car is not looking that great, but it's not as bad as it could be, and it's gonna get fixed real, real soon. But whatever. Well, tonight we are talking about, are you dateable? Because some people just ain't dateable. People think that it's just special, and they really are not. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Are you dateable? The number to reach me is 301-560-6922. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. You can also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We also got some special guests that I'll announce after we play some music. So keep it right here on the flow. And also keep in mind that we have our late night laser tag coming up on Saturday, June 28th. Get your tickets, tagme.eventbrite.com. Come on out. I know some of y'all are scared because I'm going to whoop your asses. So, I mean, that's how I roll. I'm gangsta when it comes to laser tag. I'm really not, but I'm going to let y'all believe that I am. So make certain you come on out, have some fun. Late night laser tag. It's going to be in Laurel, Maryland on Saturday, June 28th. And the website to purchase your tickets is tagme.eventbrite.com. We're going to get into some music first and come back and talk about, are you dateable? So keep it right here on the flow.
Me in this magic room, we got my train. I'm gonna keep on riding till I...
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. You just heard music from King. The song was The Story. And right before that was some J Baby with Might As Well. Because here on This Date Is Over Radio, we play whatever the hell I want to hear. And I like a lot of good music, so that's how I roll. That's how it gets down, people. Sounded so corny, but whatever. I got some special guests in the studio. Gotta say what's up to Howard. What's up, Howard? I'm gonna need you to come a little closer to the microphone.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sexy on the radio a little bit. I like that.
Yeah, just a tad.
I feel like I was gonna come off right.
Yeah, just a tad. We also have B Rizzle.
I don't know how to follow that up, Alan. But B Rizzle.
Yes. Right. We got some fellas in the studio because tonight we are talking about are dateable. So a lot of people out there who are thinking they are God's gift to this green earth, you know, they think they just are just heaven and earth. They just think they're wonderful. And some people aren't, so they're really not. So, Howard, are you dateable?
Absolutely.
Are you single is the question, because don't let me get you in trouble and some chick calling me in the studio trying to punch me in the face.
No. I'm single. I'm very dateable.
What makes you dateable?
What makes me, I think all of that is relative, but I think one of the things that kind of sets me out is just I was blessed to have a family, like everybody stays together. Like I'm about to go home in August for my parents' 30th anniversary.
Really? Home where?
California.
Really?
Yeah, even.
I can carry the hell out of a suitcase, so I mean, is there any way that I can go on that trip?
You get a flight. I ain't paying for you, so.
Ladies, he's not dateable. He won't even buy me a flight. Come on now.
My parents, my grandparents, aunts, uncles, everybody is still together. So I have a lot of great examples of what a successful relationship looks like. So,
would you say that a person who was raised in a single parent household is not dateable?
I wouldn't say that at all. I've actually never dated anyone that was in a two parent household.
Oh wow! Okay.
Every girlfriend I've ever had was in a single parent home. So mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that they were undateable. Obviously, those relationships didn't last. But
maybe you were the problem. Who's the common denominator here?
No, I'm women. Just... Women are the common denominator.
I believe Howard is the common denominator in that whole equation, but hey, I don't know. No. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No,
I'm single too, so clearly I'm a problem.
I think we all are.
Clearly, I'm not dateable.
Yeah.
So Rizzle, yes. B Rizzle, are you dateable?
It depends on who you ask. that's the most honest answer I can give you. I have my issues.
What are your issues?
I'm extremely fickle, I think.
Really?
And I lose interest. But I'm very very caring. Mm-hmm. So
you lose interest, but you're caring.
Yeah.
Hey, Stephanie, I don't like you, but I care about your feelings. Like I care about your life, but just stay the hell away from me.
Okay, so that obviously has qualified, right? So I care when I do care. Uh-huh. I care very much. And then, you know, I lose interest.
I want you to hold that up a little closer. Okay. Yeah.
And then when that happens, you know, it's kind of like, oh, well, now I don't care anymore. You see what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I mean, I'm the same way. You know, I think I can be a little impatient. Like, once I lose interest, it's like completely gone.
Yeah, and I think...
I don't like it being that way. But it's like, if they say something to me or do something that I don't like, then I'll be completely turned off.
And that's how I am. And I feel like it's... A lot of times it's stupid stuff that annoys me. So, and that bothers me because I know that about myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is what it is. I can't help that. Like, you know, silly shit will bother me. Like, oh.
Silly stuff will bother you?
This chick just snorted and shit. That ain't sexy.
She will, and stuff.
Yeah. And so now.
Could you stop cursing, please?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Did I say stuff? Or I apologize. Stop. Yeah, I apologize. America, do not follow my lead. Please use healthy and hopeful words.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It happens. I mean, that's probably something that somebody might not like about me because I have a potty mouth.
Yeah.
So maybe it would make me less ladylike and not dateable. What do you think about that? A woman with a potty mouth.
I try not to say it on the air. No, mine was potty mouth. And I mean, it was never just blatant and like a sailor, like every other word, but it was throughout conversation, mm-hmm. at least one of sentence, like that's just what happened. But I'm not too turned off about it unless like it's just belligerent and you're just over the top. And I can't, it's like, you don't know how no other words, like, come on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'm belligerent, but I do seem to drop a lot of F-bombs.
Yeah, that's
at work and stuff. Yeah. And
at work.
Yeah.
No. So, sometimes work it becomes necessary. So
it comes out a lot, you know, when I'm like, driving.
If we're sitting down on a date and you're just like, "F this, DBs, da da da," I'm like,
well, it depends on the conversation.
Yeah, where are we going with this? Like,
I feel like when you're driving though, everybody gets free range to curse when you're driving. Like, if there's no place for you to just let go and just be Rick Ross or whatever your favorite rapper is, like, it's in your car. You know, somebody cuts you off, it's, you know, blah, 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 you, blah, 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 blah.
You blanking, blank, blank.
Right. You know, that's my time. I need that time to decompress before I get home or, you know, I'm on my way to work. So that's when I cuss people out, is in my car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a big cusser out in my car type of person.
And on the air.
Apparently. Apparently. But yeah, I'm kind of the, I don't like girls that curse a lot.
Damn, so there's no chance for me.
No.
This date is already over before it began.
Like, I don't know. Is there something about, like, women that curse more than I do that's just, like, weird to me?
It's weird when a guy curses a lot to me. If I'm on a date and every other word is blankety blank, 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 I'm just like, all right. Can you conjugate a verb at least? Or what's going on here with this conversation? So I get it. You know, I try to work on not cursing as much. But, yeah.
And I think it does something, like when I'm around people that curse a lot, I think I realize how much I actually curse. And mm-hmm. then I'm like self-conscious, like, see, I was about to say something there. Like, dang.
Gosh darn.
Golly. I curse
Son
a
of
lot.
A fish.
Yeah. But yeah, that's just me.
So what makes somebody, you know, dateable to you? Or not dateable? Well, dateable, you know, because you real particular, so... B-Rizzle.
Okay, so I guess what makes somebody dateable for me, I like people with very good senses of humor. Like,
oh, God, yes.
You know, I like to laugh. I tell a lot of off-color jokes. I curse usually when I'm telling those jokes. So I need somebody who can laugh and is not going to be offended if, mm-hmm. you know, you just happen to be part of the joke at some point. That's just how I am. Yeah.
I am too. If a guy can make me laugh, I'm telling you, the panties are off. They're not that wow. at that moment, or maybe not ever. But you know, it definitely.
I feel like you've laughed a lot today already. So,
after the show tonight.
Yeah. So.
No, I definitely like somebody that can make me laugh. That is a huge plus, because a dry dude, ugh, or a guy that doesn't have a sense of humor is the worst. Or a guy that has an awkward laugh, that's even worse. Because I'm just a cornball, and I'll say something that might be funny. I don't know. It's funny to me. A lot of times it's not funny to other people, because I'm just that corny. But I did have an incident where I made this guy laugh. I didn't even... and that was it. And I asked him, I said, where's the rest of it?
Yeah.
And that was it. Mm-mm. And that was a turnoff. Like, I could
no,
not...
No, I understand.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. But, I mean, for me... people got to be logical. You have to have a thought process. Like, if you can't... like think things through on a basic level, then I can't really deal with you. That's definitely.
What do you mean?
Like,
give me an example.
Example? You put me on the spot.
You know. Put it out there.
I did put it out there.
All names
have been changed. Right. To pretend innocent. Yeah, we are changing names, but no. I mean, there's just certain situations where
emotions cloud logic.
Yes,
and, then,
mm-hmm. and I'm just like, why? That doesn't even make sense. Like. I try to think things through and have a thought process to everything I do, and it may not always work out or be the best decision, but at the same time, like, there was a process that with it, and mm-hmm. I feel like there's so many people that I've dated, at least, that are just like, I just feel like this today, so this is what I'm gonna do. And I'm just like, that no, like that no, this date is over. How about that? Yeah.
This date is over. Speaking of this date is over, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. We got a lot of great content on there. We got the blog on Wednesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Question Thursday, make out Monday, song of the day, tip Tuesday. We got everything.
One of my frat brothers was on here a few weeks ago, and he told me to post one, and I got this great story, but I'm lazy. I'm sorry. I'm going to put it up. I'm going to put it up. It's a fish story. The fish story is coming on the website. So
ladies, Howard is lazy. He's not dateable.
Whoa. When it comes to, I do what I need to when I need to. So, but this one, yeah, I'm going to get to you on that. But anyway, back to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
What makes someone dateable? I don't know.
Do they have to have all their ducks in a row?
No.
One of the things that I find, or that's happened to me in the past, is that I meet a lot of guys who, I call them ain't-ish dudes,
okay,
for me to not curse.
Uh-huh.
Like, he ain't got a job, he ain't got his own place, he ain't got a car, he ain't got an education, he ain't got
so that's what you mean. Okay.
To work with.
Yeah.
Well, but they are still out there trying to date, and I'm thinking, why are you... What makes you think that you're dateable? You don't have a pot to piss in or one to throw it out of, and you're trying to pursue some type of relationship or relations, whatever you're looking for.
Yeah, they're mainly looking for relations, probably, but they're also just like, don't nobody want to be lonely. You know what I mean? Like,
especially what's attractive about that?
When you're going through something, when you struggle a little bit, you're like, I need somebody to rest my head up against.
Look, I'm sorry. I'm not the one. This date is over before it began.
I
can't help you. I don't like you enough at that point in time to want to even help you with your struggle.
No, I mean, when I said initially, when you were initially started to ask the question, I was basically saying, like, for me, for instance, I'm trying to figure out what I want to do next, what my next move is going to be. So, I mean, I have all those things. I feel like I'm pretty put together, but it could get a little unstable soon once I make a decision on what the next steps of my life are going to be. But I mean, like you said, there's got to be a pot to piss in. Like, you got to have somewhere of your own. Like, you work, you have some way of proving that you've been grinding, and you may not be exactly where you're trying to be, but
if you didn't have a home, if you didn't have a car, you didn't have steady income, no savings, you don't have a formal education, or you might not even finish high school, would you really want to pursue somebody? Well, would you be resolved? Do you want to put yourself out there to start dating?
I mean,
you have no effing money. Dating is not cheap.
No, it's definitely, especially in D.C. But I think there's a definite double standard in all of that.
Absolutely.
I mean, I feel like I've dated plenty of women by those terms who wouldn't be ish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, especially in this area, a lot of women, you know, they have 4 or 5 roommates, or they live with their parents still, or they don't have a car because they take the metro. You know, the only thing they have is the fact that they're attractive.
Right. Pretty girl syndrome.
Right. You know, and I think in a lot of, in D.C., because there are so many women to men, the ratio is just so much in our favor.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like men get that same pass almost to a certain extent around here. It's like there are a lot of men who are like, well, I'm an attractive male. You know, I go to the gym twice a week. Who cares if I go to work? You know, or I do X, Y, Z. So this
should
be enough.
Don't you know who I am? I'm a promoter. I get into all the clubs for free.
You know, so it's like, I'll get you a table. You know, I might be able to get you dinner, but... would be at, you know, VIP or whatever. So I think that double standard, and then the fact that there are women who are, they condone that. And it just promotes it even more. So when you have attractive women who will date attractive dudes who aren't really together per se, it's an example for all the average guys to be like, well, I want to be like that. Or, you know, it's just people chasing the wrong ideals.
It's a lot of people chasing the wrong ideals. I mean, and like you were saying, women definitely do get more of a pass than men do, because I know what it feels like to be jobless, because I, you know, lost a job. You know, I was laid off a couple years ago. So that was definitely a struggle for me financially, but I was definitely not short of any dates during that transition. So I get it. But we got a commercial, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Yeah. My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
No more. and you are listening to This Day in O Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
At this hour of the day, but in the morning the sun would seem a lifetime away.
You're listening to The State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Come to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Forgot my list. Oh, I'm trying to figure out. Oh, I didn't cut your mic on. That would help, huh?
Can we just listen to music? Because I'm grooving over here.
You want to listen to music? Yeah. You don't even want to talk anymore?
I mean, I don't have nothing to say.
We can listen to some music later.
Okay. This joint right here, though.
Yes, but you just heard music from Tweet. The song was My Place. Right before that was some music from Georgia Ann Muldrow with Love Light. I wish that song was longer than like a minute and 30 seconds. Come on, Georgia Ann Muldrow. You're breaking my heart right now. But tonight we're talking about, are you dateable? What makes a person dateable? And I asked you guys in our Facebook group, you know, what makes you dateable? Wally, what's up, Wally? He said, I have a job, car, and my own place. And I guess I have sense. Way to sell yourself, my man. Way to sell yourself, Wally. Thanks a lot. Deshaun said, I'm single, attractive, sense of humor, have my own, no babies or drama. Jay said, because girls like a guy with skills, you know, like, I don't know what the hell that means. B-O-E. B-O-E, staff skills? What the hell does that mean?
Bo staff.
B-O-E?
No, that's the reference to, what is that movie? What do I do? And the llama?
I don't know. Napoleon Dynamite. I didn't see the whole movie. That's. So that went way over my head. Junebug.
I appreciate the movie reference. I got it.
I didn't get it. My bad, Jay. I didn't get it. Junebug said, I'm genuine, funny, not bad looking, if I may say so. I can carry a conversation. Plus, I got a mean two-step. Hello. And he can shake that. All right now.
Wow.
That might be sexy.
I thought that was only something we were concerned about, but I guess women like that too.
Well, if a guy can dance, it makes you think other things. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what it does.
But if he can dance well, because if he can't dance, it would freak you out. Well, freak me out. I've seen a guy. I'm like, he is really cool. And I saw him on a dance floor. I was like, is he part white or something? Like, what the hell is he doing?
Looked like he was having a seizure.
Yeah. And he had on sweat socks with a suit.
Oh, see, no. It was laundry day.
He knew about that gala. You don't go to a gala with white sweat socks on with a suit.
Things happen. Stuff happens. So.
Yeah. Miss Smith said, I'm real chill, cool, sense of humor, always have a good time when I go out, drama free, and I can get down to the nitty gritty, i.e. dancing.
Are you pretty though? Like, that's...
I think she's pretty.
Oh, you got a picture. Oh, you looking at it.
Yes, in the Facebook group. Miss Remedy said, I'm outgoing, easy to talk to, approachable, I have a sense of humor, and I'm intelligent. Dwayne said, because I'm me.
That's that ludicrous line.
Crickets. I need y'all to get up in that.
We here. All right.
Yeah. We got the, you know, the microphone. We in a makeshift studio right now, so we trying to make it work with a little cord.
We real close right now.
Right. Unless you want to share with me instead of sharing with him.
Can I do that? Is that an option?
After the break. So, what is the hardest part about dating you? Howard.
The hardest part about dating me, I wear my emotions on my sleeve, and not like on some crying stuff, but like if you've annoyed me, like you'll know.
Show it all.
Yeah, and nope. Like I don't care. Like I'm very easy to like
very easy to read.
Yes, very easy to read, and you'd be like, well, what's wrong? And I'm like, looky here. And it goes a little bit further than that. But that's one of the things that make me hard to date. But other than that, as long as you don't piss me off, we be all right.
Like, what pisses you off, though?
Just like I said earlier, like you got to have a thought process through things. If you just saying stuff to me or you have just ridiculous opinions about everything. I had somebody who was just like, there's too many Mexicans here. What? What are you talking about?
Mexicans.
White people are trying to get us. What? I mean, I feel you. We got this struggle. But like, why are we talking about this at the movies right now? Like.
Why are you talking to me at the movies, though?
I mean, we're watching previews, which I enjoy previews, so, I mean, that was upsetting in itself. But then, like, they just comments, like, what are you talking about?
That's definitely a turnoff. I've been out with somebody recently, and he turned me off because he was just so, like, everybody was out to get him. Yeah, he think I can't afford to pay to eat here? Like, all he said was, can I get your drink order? Like, what the hell is your problem? He was just so, like... so militant that he couldn't even see that somebody was just being cordial and respectful to him. Oh, yeah, but he went over to the white man and he gave him his water right away. When he come to me, it took him like 2 minutes. Okay. Yeah, it was a bit much, so I understand that. Somebody that's just so antsy, that's a turn off for me.
Sounds like you really know how to pick them, Angie.
Who's Angie?
I have no idea. I have
no idea. Miss Marie.
My name is Miss Marie on
Miss
the show.
Miss Marie. I'm with you. See, I had to practice that. I had to practice that over and over.
I know, right? Y'all, I mean, my name is Angela, so. Oh. But I go by Miss Marie on the show. Miss Marie, if you're nasty.
Really?
B Rizzle's not nasty, so he will refer to me as Angie.
Wow. She. Here, you can have the mic.
Let me leave y'all alone. So I made a list of some things when it comes to somebody being dateable. Finances. Do you need to have your finances in order to be dateable?
I think that's important. I mean, dating, like we said, it's very expensive. So,
but there's other ways around it. Like, you know, you said we're in the D.C. area. You can do stuff for free. You can go to the Monument, museums. There's a whole lot of stuff you can do that's for free or damn near free. There's also a website called Gregslist.com. I think it's GregslistDC.com. You can look up all kinds of free or damn near free events. So you just got to improvise. If you don't have a lot of money, even if you do have money, you can improvise. I like a man that can put in effort.
I mean, that sounds good.
I like picnics.
I
like walks in the park.
I feel you. And that sounds great. I'm just saying, like, I feel like in theory, like, a lot of girls say stuff like that. But mm-hmm. when it happens to you and you're going on a month or two of free dates mm-hmm. and this man just being as creative as he can possibly be, you can be like, all right, I'm hungry. Or, all right, you know, like, let's do something. I'd like, you know, food costs money. Like, this is DC. You can't.
Yeah, but she might want to step it up too, because if he's doing all this stuff with organizing dates, perhaps she can cough up $15 and go to the food truck.
Yo, that is not how it works. Look, this is not how I went on a date one time, probably a little over a year ago, where a young lady, I took her out. I mean, my thing is this: if I take you out, don't expect to have to worry about nothing. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, if we go to a bar and I get you drinks, and then we get food at the bar, and then we go to Stands and I get you more drinks. And
oh
more
my God,
food.
I want to go to Stands. Exactly. I have never been to Stands.
Do it on a date. It's dope. Autumn wings, autumn giant drinks. You're going to have a great conversation. Anyway, so you keep that going. Then you want to go to the dessert spot, and then you want to go get somewhere else after. And like I said, if I invite you out, you ain't got to worry about it. But at the same time, if we go to four or five different spots and you don't offer, like, at least reach for the wallet one time, like, then I'm like, okay,
I'm queen of the reach.
I'm not taking, yeah, reach. And your reach be slow as it.
Make it's sure like a, it's like a 10 minute stretch.
Yeah, like, oh, you know, I see you, girl. No, don't worry about it. I got you. So, I mean, but at the same time, like, I just need to see that you would make that effort. Mm-hmm. Every now and then, I mean, especially 4, 5, 6 days with, like, I may let you pull that wallet out.
Mm-hmm. But women need to be mindful of the man's dating budget. You know, if you wouldn't spend that money on yourself, don't expect that man to do that to you. And if you can't pronounce half the stuff that you're trying to order, let me get the filet mignon with the merlot. Let me get that. Like, you wouldn't normally pay for that stuff on your own, so don't expect that man to do that for you too.
Well, I like to set a budget before I go out on a date, so I try to determine how much her time is worth to me.
Oh.
So,
oh, I feel you, but actually, could you hold that thought, because we got to go to commercial.
Oh, please.
So keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field.
The truth from a lie now. They try to say hello, it's goodbye tomorrow. The little pinball, and you'll be alright. You'll be alright. be alright.
Listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am The Radio Broadcasting Network, rocktheflow.com. This is music from the internet. I love that group. The song was called They Say. You have got to get their second album, Feel Good. I love it so much. No, that song was not from that album. It was from Purple Naked Ladies. Get that one too. But the group is called The Internet, and they are flipping amazing. And I'm sad that I missed them when they came into the DC area, but hopefully they'll be back real soon. But I got some special guests in the studio. I got to say what's up to B-Rizzle. What's up, B-Rizzle?
What's up, Miss Marie?
Say it again.
What's up, Miss Marie?
I know, I'm just messing with you. Also got Howard in the studio. What's up, Howard?
Hey, what's going on?
And we're talking about, are you dateable? And before we went to break, B-Rizzle, you were saying about finances. So when it comes to dating, how important are finances for a woman? Like, does she need to have the money? Because I know it's a double standard with that. When I got laid off, I didn't think twice about, like, maybe I should not date because I'm on a fixed income. It's not like I really expected to pay for the dates, as ignorant as that might sound, but there was no shortage. You know, I didn't go hungry. I actually gained weight, which is very unfortunate. So, but when it comes to a guy, if he doesn't have money, that's going to be problematic, is it not?
Well, no, I definitely think it is. You know, for me, like, I think it's harder to date when your funds are low. It's definitely a lot harder. You have to be a lot more creative than you do when you actually have money. You know, when you have money, it's easy to just pick a nice restaurant, just do some run-of-the-mill stuff, you know, go out, whatever. When you don't have money, then it's like, well, what restaurant's in my budget? Because I don't know. She might order anything off the menu, and then we're stuck washing dishes and stuff trying to get home.
Right.
So, I mean, for me, I like to try and, like, prior to going on a date with the girl, you know, I look, you know, check her out and see what I know about her already, and then I determine how much her time is worth to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this right here, this might be a $50 date. $50 is going to get you very much in DC. So,
Depends on when you're happy hour.
Well, you know,
make a killing.
$50, but she might be a 2 for $20 girl. You know, we can go to Ruby Tuesdays or Applebee's or Olive Garden.
Did Red Lobster become unacceptable? Because I love seafood and I don't understand why.
Red Lobster, I mean, you might as well get a Vandy Camp's because Red Lobster is not fresh anything.
I don't know what that is.
It's like a frozen dinner. I would much rather go to H&M Pizza or someplace else than Red Lobster.
I kind of feel
although I will tear up some Cheddar Bay biscuits. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, girls, you know, it's just funny because you guys have these standards like, oh, you take me to Olive Garden or something, you know, you're not really interested in me, or you know, you're showing me X, Y, Z, but.
It depends on the woman, though, because I'm a foodie. I like to eat, and I like quality food. And quality doesn't necessarily mean that it comes with a huge price tag.
Right.
So I can go to a mom and pop, you know, Joe Blow restaurant on U Street or 8th Street or 8th Street in Southeast and have a good meal for under $50 for two people.
I believe you. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of women out here that claim to be foodies. And if it ain't an $80 meal, then you... This is not quality, and they're not about that life. So no, I mean, I hear
it goes to the picking though, because some women they think they know,
but you can't. It's hard to figure out all of that.
Well, you can say, hey, we go to H&M Pizza, or how about we go to Cava Mez, or how about we go here? How about we go to Starbucks?
These are all good date spots. I need to explore these options.
Especially for a first date, I don't think it should be expensive at all. Because you don't even know if you like that person enough to spend that much time with them.
Yeah,
that means you're stuck with them for an hour and a half, 2 hours, having dinner that's $150 plus tax and tip. And then you find out that she's an airhead. You could have found that out with some coffee.
Like, I think you have to think of dating in terms of, like, you know, economics and stuff. And a first date is usually, it's a sunk cost. You're not getting that money back. It might not work.
That's why.
So
keep it cheap.
You have to go to that knowing that, okay, this is the amount of money that I'm willing to blow on this girl and not like her when I'm finished. Mm. And for me, that's usually somewhere sub $100. Like, I'm not.
I feel you,
know,
shoot.
We're not doing a whole lot. If I can, you know, well, I'm not going to throw out my sister. Just in case y'all see me out, I don't want nobody. Oh, you said that.
Yes, because we have cameras here, and everybody's going to know who you are. Yes, B. Rizzle, the celebrity.
You'll see Howard in Acadiana.
I love Acadiana.
That's my spot.
The seafood crepes, honey.
Yep. It's not a game.
Anyways.
You got to earn that.
So.
You got to earn that.
Right. Going back to the question. And I posted, you know, on Facebook page and on the thisdaysover.com, you know, what is the hardest part about dating you? A lot of people had a hard time answering that.
It's a hard question. I mean, you have to be very introspective about yourself.
But a lot of people are not introspective. That's the thing. It's so many people who, when I asked the question, they were like, wow, dudes do this and they do that. No, honey, what about you? What's the hardest part about dating you? Because you know you better than anybody else. And a lot of people can't even point out their own flaws.
Yeah, that's definitely a problem. I mean, if you can't point out your own flaws, but you can always find in other people, then obviously there's a big disconnect between you and how
and
you,
reality.
Yeah. My last relationship was north of 5 years. And before that relationship, I could have easily said women do this, that, and the third. But after that, and through the experiences that I got through that, like, now I'm able to say, okay, I do this, and you may not like this. So let me let you know this. But at the same time, I'm working on it and trying to improve myself. But like you said, most people aren't, and you can't tell people what's wrong with them. Like that don't fly. Like especially trust is a huge joint. Like I had an experience with a young lady. Simple stuff. Like, she's parking at my house. We have guest spots. And I was like, this one's good. That's a guest spot. She was like, I don't trust you. I'm like, it's a parking spot at my house. Like, what are you talking about?
Why would I tell you to park somewhere wrong where I live so you can get towed?
It's just a little stupid like that that I find.
I've had something like that happen to me.
I'm talking about, like,
I had a guy pick me up from my house. He was taking me home after the date. I was saying, you turn right here. He says, no, this is not where you live. I do reckon I know where I live. But he was like, nah, it's not this street. I didn't go down this street. I said, this is the only way that you can get to the house. But you know what? You got it. You keep driving. He drove all around the neighborhood, not even close to my house. I'm like, well, you got it, son. Because clearly you know where I live. This is your first time being there. He was arguing me down about where I lived. Couldn't tell him nothing. So it took him about 25 minutes of driving around for him to say, all right, how do I get to your house? Well, like I said 25 minutes ago, you make a right on this street here.
So on the second date, did y'all take Metro or?
There was no second date, honey. Because initially I thought he was trying to kidnap me. So I started pulling out my hair, you know, follicles, so I could put it under the seat so people would know, like forensics, they could, you know, see my hair was in his car in case I ended up dead. You know, I started putting my fingerprints on his window and like on random places in the car.
The SVU at work.
Right. Logic. But yeah, that it's just interesting to me that a lot of people don't have the ability to look within to say, oh, I have X, Y, and Z issue. Like, I know I ain't perfect. I told y'all, I'm not even no damn expert, so I don't even know why y'all listen to me.
I mean, it's probably a lot of people, you know, they have the ability, but then...
So they refuse to do so.
I think you take a shot to your ego when you sit there and start really thinking about your flaws and examining them and then trying to even understand why you're like that can be hurtful.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But how are you going to move forward with your relationships if you can't even admit what your flaws are? Because relationships are bringing together two imperfect people. And if you can identify what your flaws are, I think you would probably be a lot more successful. Like, I know I'm impatient.
I think
I'm patient, but impatient. Like, I have a lot of patience, but I don't have patience, people. Okay. It goes back and forth. You know, if I like you, I'm all in. But, you know, if you aren't moving at a pace that I like, like a little too slowly, then, you know, I might lose my patience.
I feel like a successful relationship is when two people come together and decide that they can deal with the other person's flaws. Like, I have a homeboy that married a good friend of mine, and she was real cool chick, but like, she has this real high-pitched whiny voice and does a few other things, and I'm just like, yo, I can't, like, I could not. But he knew in himself and through their relationship that he could deal with that. And if you don't know yourself enough to be able to put your flaws out to the person, I mean, that I feel like that's a lot of reason why some of these long-term relationships that really aren't based on anything end up breaking off and ending over silly stuff, because it's small flaws that a person may have had but just hit it, or introspective enough to look at themselves and say, this is me, and like,
right, take me
that.
As I like, look, I'm gonna tell you moving forward, like, look, I am impatient. I am not a neat freak. Like, I like to cook here. But if you could do the dishes, I would be happy with you doing those dishes. Let's see, I love lipstick a lot. Some guys don't like lipstick. I've come across guys who do not like makeup, lipstick.
That's
because
they were trying to hide from something. They didn't want nobody to know they was.
I guess
that was.
And what else? My car, a mess.
Oh, they were just in my car.
My car is a mess. So
they were just in my car. I had to give a disclaimer before I got in the car.
Take me as I am. You know that I just have to put that out there. You know, I don't see no point in trying to hide that stuff. Yeah. So I know, and I have a smart mouth.
I actually like a smart mouth, though. Mm-hmm. Like, that can be fun. Mm-hmm. I like, you know, because if I tell a joke, I want you to tell a joke. I don't want you to get offended. I want you to tell another joke.
That's weird when the person can't take a joke, especially one who's always joning on people and whatnot, and they can't take a joke.
Those are the
worst
ones.
Really?
Yeah,
did you just take that personally? Like, did you just send me an 8-page text message?
Right. How are you getting sensitive now? Like, we've been going back and forth, and now all of a sudden, now you hurt. Why? Yeah, those are the worst ones.
I know. People, it's special. Are you dateable? Lord, are you dateable? We were stepping into the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. Lord Jesus.
What are we ranting and raving about today?
I don't know. I guess about being dateable.
I feel like I'm dropping my voice a little lower trying to get this.
I know. I need you to make it a little higher because your level is a little too low for me.
My bad.
If you just now, in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am for Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Like I said before, it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And I would have prepared notes, but I'm on my 12 P's right now, if y'all know what 12 P's are.
Yeah.
Piss poor preparation promotes piss poor performance.
Well, it's a little different for us. Prior proper.
Yeah.
Prior proper.
So I'm piss poor right now. But tonight we're talking about, are you dateable? And I got some special guests in studio, Howard and B Rizzle.
Yo, yo.
Yes. Well, like I said before, Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. What am I going to rant about? Are you dateable? Let's see. Well, we've been talking about introspection, so I would encourage you guys to definitely to look within. You know, a lot of us can point out issues like, well, guys ain't this and chicks ain't that. Well, maybe it's you. So take the time to reflect on what it is that you're bringing to the table, because a lot of us think that we are God's gift to the world, and we're really not. And some of us just should not be dating. If you don't have a pot to piss in, perhaps you shouldn't be dating. Perhaps you need to focus on getting your life together. If you got too many damn kids, perhaps you should invest your time in taking care of your kids and buying condoms. Because some of y'all, I'm telling you, y'all have too much going on. But, you know, it's nothing against people with kids, but some of y'all are doing the most, and y'all have the most. Like, y'all have a lot of damn kids. So maybe you should, if you don't have proper child care and all that jazz, maybe you should hold off on that.
One child is okay.
Yeah.
I can do one. I've had a young lady that had three try to get at me once, and I was like, you got a family. I'm trying to build a family. I'm not trying to
She had almost a squad.
Yeah.
But yeah, the other thing I find with a lot of people is their energy. A lot of people have negative energy when it comes to dating. They have a negative mindset about, well, like I said, guys ain't this and women ain't that. Well, how about you change your mindset and project who you want to attract? A lot of us are attracted, you know, because of our bad energy. So how about you do an energy assessment, check yourself, change your mindset, have a positive mindset when it comes to dating and whatnot. And other people just have way too much effing drama. Too much drama. If you have, like I said, if you got a bunch of kids, you got baby mama, baby daddy issues, if your finances ain't together, you ain't got a pot to piss in, you living on somebody's couch, you got all these things against you. How about you just take that time to not date? Date yourself. Figure out what works for you. You know, get your ish in order before you start jumping out there.
You know, but I think drama is...
I want you to hold that thought. Both of y'all to hold that thought. Sorry. It's my rant and rave right now. Let's see. What else? Oh, ladies. Ladies, please stop relying on your looks. I know looks will get you in the door, but you got to have something else, you know, bring it to the table. So if you're just relying on your looks, and fellas, if you're relying just on your money and your status or who you know, because Lord knows I cannot stand a dude who is name dropping. Oh, I hang with this person. I hang with that person. Who the hell cares? You're still dry as hell. You're not even that cute. The only reason why people like you is because you post pictures with celebrities. They're not trying to get with you. They just get with you to get through you to somebody else. So, whatever. But that's my rant and rave, because I ain't have my ish together tonight. I just came back from vacation. I can't get my life together. I did get a tan. Well, not really. Kind of, sort of. It's not really noticeable to some people, but I know I got one, because I'm really pale. But anyways, back to you, B-Rizzle. You had something that you want to add to the conversation?
I don't forgot it.
You forgot it? My bad.
But no, what you said was, I agree with you 100% wholeheartedly.
Now, another thing when it comes to people being dateable, stamina. And I don't mean that in a sexual way. A lot of people don't have... I'm trying to figure out how to articulate this. They don't have a follow-up plan. They don't really have a plan when it comes to dating. They think, like, oh, we're just going to go. I'm going to go out with her. But they have no follow-up. They don't call. They don't text. And they might even be interested. But they don't do what it takes to keep that person interested. And I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. That just sounds lazy to me. I don't know. Like, maybe that's just not my personality. If I want something, like, or, you know, especially like girls, it's just easy to send a text or a phone call or whatever. Mm-hmm. I prefer to text.
Oh God, that is such a turn off.
I prefer to text.
Turn off.
I prefer to G-chat even, because that's easy.
I like to have conversations. Yeah. I can't really get your tone and inflection in your voice off of a text message.
Well, it's
impersonal to me.
Like, I'm all for conversations. I just if we live in the same city, I'd much rather have that conversation in person. I'm not the type to just sit in my house, be on the phone all, like, I'm not in high school anymore. Like, we can meet up.
Right.
You know, tell me where to go and I'll be there.
But if I have my rollers in my hair,
what's that got to do? That's your problem.
Like, I'm not coming out in public to talk to you. Like, why can't we talk on the telephone?
Why we can't get on G-Chat? Why we can't?
Why do I want to type to you when I can talk to you?
Because it's so much work.
That's impersonal to me.
My preference. This is Howard again, by the way. My preference. Because I don't know if people could tell the difference.
Right.
Anyway, like if you got your rollers in, you got your set curls or whatever mm-hmm. it is. get on that Skype. You feel me? Like, I need to see you. I need to see how you react to things I say. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the inflections in your voice and all that, you can get over the phone. But, like, if I can't gauge, like, where the conversation is going, if I can't look at you, then I can't really. I'm the same way. I'm going to text you unless we're together. Like, my preference is always going to be to be in the same room. But if not, we can have a conversation, but it's going to be short because I'm going to be like, I don't really know what to say, like, mm-hmm. or what's going on. So maybe that's me. I'm weird.
Ugh. Ugh.
And then, ugh. Like, I'm not sorry. The type of person that's ever sitting at home with nothing to do. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if that's what women assume. Like, why can't you talk to me? What do you have to do that's more important? But it's like, I'm doing stuff. I'm actually busy. I might be at home, but maybe I was reading something, or maybe I'm on my computer looking up something, or maybe I'm.
But you can pause that. That's the thing. From a woman's perspective, I know a lot of women who would prefer a conversation over a text or a chat.
No, no.
I'm just telling you for your own benefit. No, you can take it with a grain of salt, but it's a turn off. If we can't somehow get together face to face, I say face to face, phone, text, G chat. In that order.
To me, it just seems incredibly selfish for you to impose, like,
selfish that I want to have an intimate conversation with you.
And that's what women do, because you twist things and you manipulate the situation.
Really?
So that's not what it even is. Like, it's selfish for you to impose your preferred method of communication on me. Is your goal to get the draws? That's almost like communication.
Is your goal to get the draws?
Telling me what I have to do.
Is it your goal to get the draws?
Like,
your goal to get the draws?
I am a gentleman. My goal is to. My goal is to be. Okay. To get to know you better. Okay.
If
I happen to get the draws while I know you, then we both win.
How are you going to get to know me if you're not trying to communicate in the way I like communicating?
No, but see the thing. We have to come to that's the thing.
And we can meet you halfway. I will still G chat you. But you better pick up that phone.
Occasionally, I might.
Disconnect.
This is what happens.
I'm trying to end the disconnect right now. I'm trying to tell you what's going to help you there. No, but see, and when it comes to women. I'm telling you.
I feel like your microphone's louder than mine.
Oh, yes. It probably is. When it comes to women, when you're dating for fellas, picture her with all of her clothes off. And every miss you make, she's putting on an article of clothing. And every time you send me a G-chat, every time you text me and you don't call me, every time you do something personal, I'm putting a layer of clothing on. Oh, here comes a turtleneck. Oh, here comes a sweatshirt. Oh. Here comes the pants. Here comes the sweatpants.
I feel like you're hearing part of our side of this. I know. You're not hearing the.
Of course, I'm a woman. I don't listen to y'all.
Argument. So, we're not saying that we choose just that form of communication over all others. Like, I would love to sit in the same room. Like, please come over. Mm-hmm. Let's have that face to face conversation. Now, when we can't, like, we can talk on the phone occasionally, mm-hmm. but I don't feel like that needs to be all the time. Like, I'm not trying to talk on the phone daily to anybody. Mm-hmm. I had this conversation with my mother, and she was scolding me because she was saying, well, you know, that's what women like. Basically what you're saying.
Right.
And I had to explain it to
her.
We
have women telling you what women like, but you refuse to accept that.
No, but I had to explain it to her the same way. Like, the woman.
But why are you explaining it when we're telling you what women like?
Because
you have
the woman
two women telling you.
You see what I'm saying? Like, the woman that's for me will understand. She will know my heart. Like, Jesus knows my heart. My woman will too. Okay.
Jesus into this?
Jesus is in everything.
Jesus is telling you that women, like
Jesus was here.
Conversations. We are telling you that.
I like conversations too. I just don't.
I'm just now getting to know you, and I don't know you that well. I don't feel comfortable coming to your house.
Okay. Well, then here, this goes back to the "Are you dateable?" thing. I think a lot of women think their conversation is really interesting, and mm-hmm. it's not.
So, well, if it's not interesting, then the date is over.
Right? No. Because there might be other things about you that are interesting. So when we go back, so now we're going all the way back to the getting the draws part, right? So now I might want the draws, and I will put up with some lackluster conversation. At the expense of my time,
mm-hmm.
to see, you know, what that thing, what you're working with. Now, I will do that, but I will only do that to an extent. I'm not going to be on the phone with you every day. I'm not going to be on the phone with you during the game. Like, that's just not okay.
Of course not.
Right. But women don't always. I might not even talk to you during an episode of House Hunters, because I like House Hunters. And
that's,
you know,
understandable.
Your conversation is horrible.
But I'm saying, carve out some time, maybe a couple times a week. Yeah. Let's have some conversations on the phone, because
you got that,
she might not feel comfortable coming to your house.
That's when I got time for phone conversation. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you know, primetime TV come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, B. Rizzle does not like to have sex with women at all. He likes
Don't do my man like that.
The date is over for him.
Don't do my man like that.
Because he don't want to have conversations. But whatever. He will find somebody. Because it's a lot of women out here nowadays who prefer texting over talking.
Well, Ty, you just saw my phone buzz. Don't act like that. I'm getting texts right now. You just saw my phone
because they know you're on the air.
Hey, that's right. I'm about to text her right back. I'll be over.
Good work, son. I don't even want to get into this right
Why?
Now. I mean, just because this seat was so aggressive just now.
Really?
I won't say that I'm neutral on it, but I do agree that talking on the phone, even though at some points and recently, actually, I found myself talking on the phone till like 1 o'clock in the morning, but it was mm-hmm. because it was great conversation.
Right.
It wasn't necessarily because I was
trying to get your favorite color.
Yeah, no. I mean, you might get them questions, especially right. like to be playful and get to know each other and whatnot. But again, I'd rather do that in person. And I understand, especially if it's the first date or you're really just getting to know each other. May not want to come to the crib, but like,
right.
let's go to Starbucks. I mean, it's a Starbucks everywhere or whatever. But yeah, otherwise, I'm probably busy and probably just going to text you.
I get that. You know, during the day, we're at work. Yeah. We can't talk on the phone.
T-chat.
But we can, after 6:30, 7 o'clock, let's have a 30-minute conversation. You know, tell me about your day. I want to tell you about my day. I want you to know that I've been thinking about you and I can't wait to see you again.
Text me during the day and say.
But I want to hear your voice, too.
I mean, I feel you. So I'm a
intimacy.
Through. Tell me to come through and be there. Yeah.
You want those come over and chill?
Oh man, I mean,
first day in the house.
Look, I have a little sister, so I understand.
How little is she?
She's 25. Mm-hmm. She's a few years younger than me, so she's 25. She's grown now, but at one point I was like, okay, how do I date, and how would I feel if someone did that with my sister? So I mean, I understand. Like, come through, I'll cook, we can watch, get some Redbox mm-hmm. and chill. Like, I'm not gonna try and put you in no awkward situation, but at the same time, I understand that first dates, you're not just gonna come through like that all the time. So
right.
we'll go do something and something else, whatever, maybe a few times, but at some point that's gonna be what I want to do.
Right.
I do a lot, so I'm out constantly, and so when I have free time and I'm really trying to get to know someone, I'm not trying to be out where all these other people are and all this other stuff is going on.
You just don't want people to see you out because you go to the same places with the same chicks. So they know your patterns. Nice. There you go, Howard again.
They're far and few between that no one ever really picks up on the pattern. Except for Foursquare. Like, at one point, Foursquare was like, you've been on 3 dates to this place. And I was like, you shouldn't be putting that on the internet.
Whoa.
I don't appreciate that. So I had to stop using the app. It was bananas.
I never really used Foursquare like that. What was the purpose of that app?
There was absolutely no purpose. Like, most
I remember it was people would come like a general or a mayor.
Yep.
I thought they got money or something.
Nope. Well, you can get a discount.
Here's 2% off.
Hey, I was taking it. I was with it. I mean, I feel like I had one at the Wendy's by my job. You know I like Wendy's, as we've shown tonight.
Ladies, the key to Howard's heart, take him to Wendy's and get him a junior bacon cheeseburger.
And a vanilla
shake.
Junior frosty
with
some fries.
French fries so he can dip it in there.
Yep, it's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Like I told y'all earlier, I felt like a pregnant woman every time I eat that because it's salty and sweet. And I feel like that's something wild.
Salty and sweet.
But that's like me. I'm salty and sweet. I could be
Ow!
A little bit of both. So, yeah. Yeah.
Ladies, mm-hmm. Howard is salty and sweet.
The Baker Man. Baker Man 1911. Check me out. Mm-hmm. Instagram.
Okay. Well, hold that though. We got to go to commercial. So, keep it right here on The Flow. That's on rocktheflow.com. Don't forget to check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad day stories and relationship woes. And don't forget that we are going to be doing late night laser tag on this coming Saturday, June 28th. Get your tickets. Oh, I turned your mic off. What'd you say?
I was just saying that I'll be there.
Okay,
ladies.
Cool.
Yeah.
Ladies, he will be there. Bring him some Wendy's. He will be there. But yeah, tagme.eventbrite.com is the website. Tagme.eventbrite.com. Get your tickets. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a thin hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Dear Jane, take one. Yeah. Your face turned me up. I mean, maybe if you live in Paris, what would he say? Across countries, and now Memphis. Hey, babe, let me talk to you. Hold up. Hey.
I wish I could let you in. Like, how you sleep at night, the type of food you like, and what it looking like with your clothes off. The streets would be buzzing, rumor floating. I could hear them now talking. I got my nose wide open. The phone would be buzzing, ringing. A lot of text messages and questions too.
Trudel, and you are listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to The Status Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Got Howard and B Rizzle in the studio. What's up, fellas?
Yes, yes. How you doing?
And we're talking about, are you dateable? What makes you dateable? And I asked the question on everywhere, all over social media. What is the hardest part about dating you? And my girl, Brandy. What's up, Brandy? Yeah, we went to Cancun together.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We had a good time. She said, I'm a tad bit selfish and inflexible. Cinnamon said, I don't like my time monopolized. I'm an introvert, so I need time to myself to decompress and recharge.
I can feel that. Yeah, I can feel that.
Ms. Remedy said, sometimes it's hard for men to value my time. Does that have to, like, what's the hardest part about dating you? Okay.
Because other people don't value your time? Anyway.
Right.
You're not very introspective.
Dwayne said, I'm bossy.
He's Khalees. Huh? He's Khalees.
Right. Ms. Silva said, I can be stubborn about some things, although maturity and introspection have made that trait a lot easier to navigate.
There you go.
I require a good dose of alone time, maybe more than others may appreciate. I can also be a homebody at times.
Nothing wrong with that. You be in one room, I'll be in another room.
Yeah.
I imagine that you can read or do whatever it is that you do with your time.
Right.
I'm with it.
Oh, gosh. I said, I'm used to dating beautiful women, beautiful and successful women, so I'm not easily impressed.
Okay, sir.
The humble brag.
The humble brag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna reserve my comments. I'm just gonna reserve my comments about that. Deshaun also said, I tend to lose interest right after my lady falls in love with me.
Oh, he sounds horrible. This guy sounds terrible.
Not that I don't want her altogether, just the desire lessens.
Wait, and this is on Facebook. He put that, like, people can see this.
Yes, in our Facebook group.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's how you do.
Yeah, because clearly he's the ish. Like, he's got it all.
Don't tell them you're not anything up front. Let them find out afterwards. Like, you're giving it all away. You're telling people up front that you're just not really about much. Yeah. At least fool somebody.
So, dateable, going back to, is there a certain amount of children that makes a person not dateable?
More than one. More than one. Even okay. So.
So I can give one as an oops. A two might be an oops.
Yeah, exactly. We're all adults here. Like, you have a kid. I understand things happen, but after that, it's either deliberate or you're stupid. One or the other.
But well, somebody could, their spouse could have died. They could have gotten a divorce. So in certain circumstances, where they thought that it was forever and it didn't work out.
I think you have to take those circumstances into account. But I'm definitely with Howard. Like, I mean, one mistake, one strike and you're out on the kids' front. Like, we're not gonna do 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, that's just too much. If you are a divorcee or something like that, then you take that into consideration. But even with that, though, I still can't see myself dating somebody with 2, 3 kids.
Right. I'm the same way. I try to be open, because the older you get, the less inclined you're going to be. You're going to find somebody that does not have children.
Yeah.
Because people just like hitting it raw and whatnot. And
it is a feeling.
Especially for women, like, after you have that first child, it's a year for you to get pregnant again. It's like you are beyond fertile.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm not speaking from experience because I don't have no damn kids. But I've seen people. I'm like, okay.
And part of it comes to, I want my own too, and I don't want more than three at most.
Right.
If you got more than two already, like, I've already lost. Like, I feel like I have a good seed that's going to generate some wonderful people, and I need to do two at least.
The other thing, when it comes to kids, speaking of kids, if you don't even take care of your own children, you should not be dating. You are not dateable in my book. I see people, and of course I'm not going to say any names, but they will post all this stuff about, you know, they want a woman, they want a man, they want this, and these hoes ain't loyal. I'm like, you wouldn't even know that they had children. You post pictures of everybody else's kids but yours. You ain't seen your child in about 5 years. You don't raise your child because your grandmother does, or your mother raises your children. But you want somebody to be loyal and to pamper you and to be this knight in shining armor for you when you ain't ish. You're a horrible parent because you ain't a parent.
Yeah, I'm not even going to defend those people. I don't have anything to say, but I do. One of my frat brothers did tell me, he has a son, and he told me that you can tell how good a woman will treat you by how she treats her kids. If she takes care of her kids well, you know, generally they'll take care of their man,
mm-hmm.
you know, in a similar way. So if she's neglectful to her children, letting them run out the house, you know, snotty nose, shoes untied, things like that.
And ready to turn up.
Right. You know, doing the most. Chances are she's probably not going to pay you a whole lot of attention either. I mean, she don't care about her own children. So.
Yeah. I mean, some people will put their whole kids aside for their relationship. Like, yeah, what kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what about appearance? So that's another thing that I wanted to touch on, because I'm not saying I'm the best looking thing in the world. I think I'm a nice looking woman, but
yeah, confirmed.
Thank you. But I have been approached by some people who have been toothless, morbidly obese. So
I'm in Baltimore, probably.
Oh, bless your heart.
When I graduated from undergraduate, I went to Howard. Mm. You know. Anyway. My mom was out here. We walking down the street after graduation and whatnot. Homeless dude on the side going in on my mom. And I'm just like, yo, first off, yes. And secondly, like, would you even feel like this is, I mean, her Sunday best on with the hat, everything, styling on him. But it's just like some of these, and I feel you. Like, I do a little bit of this internet dating, Tinder in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And just the worst looking, not Tinder, OkCupid. Mm-hmm. The one where they can just send you a message and you ain't got to, like, confirm them.
Mm-hmm.
And just the most snaggletooth looking, they don't even care. And they send you messages and be like, yo, what's good? And it's like nothing at all. I don't even respond to them joints. But they be the most confident. They're out there with it and will just approach you and you're just like, nah, ma, you're good.
But if you don't take pride in your appearance, in my opinion, I don't think you're dateable.
Well, I think, too, like, to an extent, confidence comes with rejection, though. Like, once you've been rejected, you realize it's not the end of the world.
You just don't care.
So then, you know, it's like, well, only thing they can do is say no, you know. And at that point, it's just like, yo, what's up? Yeah.
If you don't have teeth, and y'all know, if y'all came to our brunch, why am I still single? You know that I have issues with people that don't have teeth or bad teeth. Okay. That is a hot button issue for me. So please get those gaps filled and whatever braces. I don't know, but
veneers ain't even expensive anymore.
Really?
No, they're
oh,
not.
Oh shoot,
bad.
I'm about to get some then. Yeah. Hello. We gotta go to commercial. That's the way these commercial breaks come around fast is I don't know what. But keep it right here on the flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Be sure to check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. And don't forget that you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at dateisover. Follow me. Follow me. Follow me. Do you follow me? Do you follow me? You follow me? You follow me? No, I'm just messing with you. I know you do. So keep it right here on the flow.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Than just an option.
Hey, hey, hey.
Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find give all my love.
the number. Hey, hey, hey. I doubt you'll find another. Hey, hey, hey. So every single summer. Hey, hey, hey. I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I bet if I give all my love, then nothing's gonna tear us apart. It's more than just a mission. Hey, hey, hey. You hear but you don't listen. Hey, hey, hey. You better pay attention. Hey, hey, hey. And get what you've been missing. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find it all my love. And nothing's gonna tear us apart. Too many times I've been wrong. I guess being right takes too long. I'm done waiting, there's nothing left to do but give all I have to you. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better if I give all my love, then nothing's gonna tear us apart.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. Got some special guests in the studio. Got B Wizzle. And Howard.
What's going on? Shouts out to my cousin Leslie listening in California.
He's talking a little too loud.
Shout out to my cousin Leslie listening in California. I appreciate it, honey.
Hey, Leslie and Callie. What's up? Thanks for tuning in.
This is my cousin. Fall back. Fall back.
Oh, my gosh. Tonight, we are talking about... Are You Dateable? You just heard music from Drake, by the way. The song was Find Your Love. And I forgot to tell you, we played Raheem Dunn earlier. Dear Jane. Love that song. But are you dateable? And I asked a question on the website and everywhere on social media. What's the hardest part about dating you? Got some great feedback on the website. Miss Morrison said, I have a low tolerance for foolishness. Wally once again said, I'm too observant. That's hard about dating you, that you're observant. That didn't make any sense to me.
You can't be foolish around that guy.
I guess. That's the hardest part about dating him.
I guess.
Amy, she said, I have no follow through. What sounds like a great idea on Tuesday seems like a chore on Saturday night. I hate to be tied to plans because I know that my mind would change five times.
I'm with you. I'm
indecisiveness.
Gonna call you, but I'm going to call you right now and tell you we're going to go do something. You better be with it. All I know.
Ms. Allen said, I'm hard to date, but I focused on my education and career in my 20s and 30s. Now that I'm almost 40, men in my age group are married with children or divorced and not looking to start over with a new wife and more children. I would like to be a wife and a mother, therefore I will not settle for anything less. Billy said, I think I know everything and I can't trust anyone else to do anything for me or my sex binges.
What?
Oh, maybe he said four. I think that's a typo. I can't trust anyone else to do anything for my sex binges. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Men and women can be hoes, though. So, it's fine.
Lisa said, it's hard to get to know a person who is selective about what they want you to know or lie about what their motive really is. I don't know what the hell that's supposed to do if it's hard about dating her, but whatever. Exactly. Thanks for your comment. Don't get it.
Rude.
I didn't get it.
No, you're right.
I didn't get it either. So Tiffany said, selling for less matter. What? Settling for less matter what you may hope or
I can't read. No matter what.
You know what? I'm not going to read that.
Context clues. They're context clues.
I'm not even going to read it.
I appreciate your comments. I do.
I appreciate your comments, too. And go on to thisdateisover.com. Go to our questions page. And you can type your feedback to the question on thisdateisover.com. So going back to being dateable, as I said before in my rant and rave, there's a lot of people that have a lot of negative energy and don't even realize that. You know, they think that, like I said before, that they're just so effing wonderful. But when they're just a negative, they Debbie Downer all the way, like, oh, these hoes ain't loyal, as somebody just said in here, or dude, all men are dogs and this and that, and they go on these dates with all this negative energy and they wonder why things don't go well. Have you experienced that?
Who has not? Is that a real question? No.
It is a real question.
No, look,
but some people don't see anything wrong with it. I went out with a guy and the first 30 minutes of the conversation was about how much he hated his brother and all his family issues. I'm like, you just totally killed the mood right now, my man. Like, I don't care about you enough to care about your family issues.
That's a first date conversation.
And I don't care that you're about to lose your job. Like, what does that have to do with me? Like, we came out on a date to get to know each other. Granted, you know, that's some get to know you conversation, but that ain't for no first date. But his energy was so negative, and I told him in subsequent conversation that I was not interested in him because of his negative energy. Well, you know, first impressions, you know, can be bad sometimes. You should give me another chance. And, you know, I'm going through some things. Well, you know, go through some things on your own time.
See, that brother probably feels like you penalized him for being honest.
He could be honest, but it's certain things that you need to keep to yourself. That's why I said you are not dateable. If you got too much ish, too much drama in your life, you should not be dating.
I had a young lady tell me about the dude that she dated before me.
On the first date,
but the story was more about his wife and how the wife was calling her and this, that, and the third. And I was like, that's a lot, and you like drama, and this date is over because I can't. You the side joint, and you're like, you're not mad about that? Like, I'm not.
That's
about
another
that.
Show because okay. People are very proud. And wear a side chick, like the side chick badge of honor. Like, that's a badge of honor to
begin
with.
But you're on a date with somebody else telling me this, like, not an accomplishment, but, like, leisurely. Like, oh, yeah, I mean, I did it. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I don't need you here. I'm single, so I'm sure you have no interest in me since you're not the side joint stealing somebody's boo or whatever.
Be mindful of your first date conversation. Please don't keep it very negative because nobody wants to hear that crap. I know I don't. I really do not care. I'm just going to eat my food, get my doggy bag, and I'm going to go home. And speaking of doggy bag, that is the blog that's posted right now on the website, thisdateisover.com.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I read
it's very, very
yeah.
funny.
Yeah.
My doggy bag. Really? That's what it's called. So check it out.
It can go either way for me. Like, depending on what you had, you might need to share. But
yeah,
anyway.
Whatever. But yeah, be mindful of the conversation because nobody cares about your awful life. And if your life is so damn awful, don't come on a date with me. Don't ask me to do anything. You know, just I'll give you the number to a therapist. You know, Dr. Gray is a friend of the show. He's been on several times.
Okay.
Dr. Quincy Gray, he will help you get through your issues.
Okay.
So don't come to me with that ish because I don't care. I don't like you enough to care that you're about to be homeless.
You need a Drake type dude so you can cry to him and
I don't need a Drake dude.
No, I'm saying like they do. The people that have these kind of dates where they're revealing their soul and all their negative stuff. Drake will love you.
You know what? The other thing that I find, I think we touched on this briefly, when it comes to people who have all this drama with their lives, it's a lot of people that are looking for a hand up. They're not looking for a relationship per se. They're just looking for somebody to depend on and to lean on to take care of them. And I am not the one. Fellas, I am not in
I say this. I like to be in that position, but I don't need it to be something that you need. Like, if you need somebody to be that knight in shining armor, we got an
issue. Starting off, like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm about to lose my house. I'm about to do this. You know, my kids got taken. Can you help me go to court?
Well, deal with
first
that.
Date.
Deal with that. And then holler at me in a couple years when you got your life together.
Because right.
I'm not with that right now. I got my own little stuff, but it's not.
Everybody, yeah. And yeah. Everybody has their own stuff. I told you guys, I've been laid off before, so I know what it feels like. Shoot, I might not be dateable because maybe my finances ain't that great to be dating right now. I'm trying to recover from being laid off, so I get it. But if your stuff is all the way in the red, like everything, everything in the red.
Yeah, like we were saying earlier, you might have to go off to all the monuments. All of those are free. And
no, but if your life is completely in shambles, yes. Completely in shambles, you should not be dating. Like, stop looking for people to bail you out. And I actually met a guy. He was actually supposed to. Ew, my lip hit the microphone. Now I feel some kind of way. Oh no. Oh no. Did anybody have any hand sanitizer I could put on my lips? My lip hit the microphone. I'm kind of grossed out. Anyways, he was actually supposed to come on a previous show, but he flaked on me. Yeah. So this was his situation. He was recently out of jail. He had 5 children. He was homeless and was trying people. He actually found a woman to take him in.
Wow. What did he say to her? I need to.
I don't know. Like, you have 5 children, you have no job, and you are homeless, and you are a convicted felon.
This guy's, like, is he like
so he's doing well for himself now, thanks to her. She, you know, she helped him get out of his situation. They're not together any longer, but they were married for, you know, some, you know, several years. But I'm not the one. If I met you like that, that's not going to work for me. I can't do it. And it, you know, I just can't do it.
You should teach a class on interpersonal communication. Like that's amazing, that the fact that he could, you know.
He must have had like the gift of gab and the biggest ding-a-ling. His sex game must have been all over the place.
Yeah, I feel like I've heard that happen in the alternate situation where it's a woman that's struggling and a man wants to show out. But I mean, you just got to be on some, I need to rescue somebody. Like, I don't understand what your, are you bored? Like, she was like,
I don't know. I would love to meet this woman.
And I'm gonna do that.
Cause I don't have any desire to take on projects. Like, my life is difficult enough as it is. Yeah. You know, taking care of my grown self. If we'd have to take care of a grown man with 5 kids, and you don't have a job, I know you ain't
big ups to that man. Like my man was saying earlier, like he needs to teach game 101. Cause he got it.
Right.
He knows what's up.
Gift of the gab 102.
Like were all the kids with him?
Or no,
they was with their mothers.
Of course,
respective mothers. Okay, so he moved into the house by himself then.
Yes.
Okay. That's different. Like, if he moved in with all 5 kids, like, honey, we home, that's, you know, that's an entirely different situation.
I guess. But I don't know. I don't think that person's dateable. I know it's a double standard, you know.
No, I mean,
As a woman, if I had so much against me, I don't think I would want to be with a man, because my mindset is not going to be in a good, positive place.
Like, I would agree with you there. I mean, I wouldn't want to date a woman that has 5 kids, even if they're not all with her, if they're with their daddies or whatever. Like,
5 kids, convicted felon, homeless shelter.
Yeah, that's a whole lot. That's a whole lot. Plus, you know, I like girls that dress up, but if you're homeless, your outfits can't be that nice. Like, you're not really.
You might have taken nice clothing with you before you became homeless. Who knows? I don't know. You know, when I was laid off, you could tell I didn't have a job. I still dressed nicely. That's true. I wasn't homeless.
You still had your whole closet with you. You can't. You ain't got so much you can fit in your shopping cart when you. Oh wait, what kind of homeless are we talking about then?
He was living in a homeless shelter.
Okay.
You do make a valid point, but oh well. But hold that thought, because we got to go commercial again. So keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Make sure you check out the website too, thisdate.com, and post your bad date stories. And let's get social. Get social with me. Tweet me at Date Is Over. You can also follow me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And don't forget to get your tickets to get your ass whooped by me at Laser Tag on Saturday, June 28th. Get your tickets. Tagme.eventbrite.com is the website. So keep it right here on The Flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Let's play some more music by King, because I love that group. I cannot wait for them to drop their next album, because they put out that EP and it's taken them way too long, but the song was called In the Meantime, and I listen to that song like every day because I love it.
It's,
I love music.
Yeah.
love that group.
Download that.
It's a trio of women, okay, called King. Get their album when it comes out. Oh my god, my hands are turning blue.
What's wrong with you?
It's from my jeans. No. Damn. No, I was like, why I got blue hands? Random. But yeah, we're about to wrap things up here. Got Howard and B Rizzle in the studio.
Hey.
We're talking about, are you dateable? Dateable.
Yes, I am.
And the last thing, I don't think I touched on, selflessness. Well, that's not even the last thing. Selflessness and time, because a lot of women spell love T-I-M-E. And a lot of people don't really have the time to date. So if you're not aware, like if you're somebody like me whose language is quality time, and you want to get with a guy who is in the military or always gone, that might not work for you.
Well, I think the big part about that is quality time. Like, mm-hmm. I think, you know, the mature woman knows that you might not have a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
but that when you do spend time with her, if that time is spent thoughtfully and respectfully, you know, because I think, mm-hmm. a lot of people will waste your time if you let them,
mm-hmm.
and have you, you know, just doing some silliness stuff they know you don't even really care to do, just because, you know, it's easy to do type thing. But I think if somebody really cares about you and they want to spend time with you, they will try and find things that you like to do,
mm-hmm.
even if it's something that, you know, is mundane to them necessarily.
But what if I like to have sex 3 times a week and you're out of the country?
Oh shoot.
He doesn't have time for me.
No, I mean, I definitely think that I that's problematic. Like, you have to know what kind of situation you can be in. Cause for mm-hmm. me, like, I like to be a person on some sort of regularity. So mm-hmm. I mean, you can't live more than like 2 hours a drive from me, or like maybe a flight. But I feel like I'm not gonna be paying to fly and see you all the time.
Right, because that's gonna add up.
Yeah,
I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah, so that's how mine is. And you can't live some random distance from me. Because if it takes... Because, here's my thing. Like, I live in D.C. So, if you live right in the D.C. area, I'm good with that. But if you live in Baltimore, like, I'm going to feel like I can go there all the time. But it's too far, mm-hmm. like, for me to get back to work.
And so, Baltimore and Charles County is not going to work for you?
Done. I don't
this
care.
This date is over.
First off, I'm sorry. But if you live in Baltimore, I probably don't want to date you anyway. But that's just...
Don't do that.
That's a personal,
it's a
that's
lot
a
of beautiful people
thing.
In Baltimore.
California, that's,
but you know what?
I know very little. So
you have some parting words, because it's about that time for us to get out of here. So, Howard.
No, I appreciate you having me today. If anybody is trying to be about that life next weekend, I'm going to be at the laser tag joint.
Yeah,
and
boy.
If you want to win, you need to be on my team. That's what you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me, BakerMan1911, just like it's spelled, just like it sounds. And I'll holler at you.
All right. Thank you, Howard. So, B Rizzle, any parting words?
Just, you know, thanks for having me. I had a great time. It was nice meeting you, Howard. Look forward to seeing you all at Laser Tag, as Howard said. And you all have a wonderful Sunday evening.
No parting words about being dateable or not dateable?
I'm what that guy on Facebook said. I'm the ish. So date me. That is my self-promo tonight. I am the ish.
He is dish. So, parting word to me. Thanks to the guys for joining me in the studio tonight. Appreciate you guys for listening. Make sure you come back each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can also download the TuneIn app so you can take us wherever you go. Search for The Flow DC, and we are the first station on the list. So, when it comes to being dateable, if you want to be the ish, get your ish together. So make certain you are dateable, that you are that you're inviting, that you have a positive energy, a positive attitude, open mindset, that you have time to date, that you have the finances, men and women, because ladies don't try to rely on the men for everything. Make certain that you have the stamina to keep up a dating life if you are interested in a person. Make certain that you show them that you're interested.
Yep, yep, yep.
And have some of your ish together. Like, you don't have to have everything, because we're not perfect people. I get it. I ain't perfect. But if you got so much drama in your life, get your stuff situated first before you come with somebody else. You know, if you're that type of person that's posting all these negative posts on social media that your life is miserable, you are not dateable.
You're not. Now, if they're funny, though, if they, like, if they're really, really funny,
if they're
you get
funny,
an easier pass.
But if it's like, oh, my God, my life is horrible, blah, oh, blah.
No.
I'm talking about, like, extremely negative. Like, my life is this, and men ain't ish, and women are this.
I'm talking
Make
about
certain like, that you project the person that you want to be with. Make certain that you are, you know, matching what you want.
I agree with you. I was thinking more along the lines of the Kermit joints. And the.
Oh,
the
no. Things. Look, yeah. Some people, like my Instagram at Date Is Over, I knew I was all kinds of crazy stuff. So don't take me seriously because I know I posted something that was like a somber quote and somebody was like, is everything okay? Like, no, I'm fine. Like, what's wrong with me? I just thought that was interesting.
That's what it's for. That's what it's for.
Yeah, they thought I was depressed. I'm like, I ain't depressed. Shoot. I got breath in my body. I'm not depressed. But anyways, we had definitely got to get out of here before we go over time. But let's see. Make certain that you can actually identify what your flaws are. Introspection is very important.
Word of the day.
And if you can't do that, then you should not be dating. If you don't know what your flaws are, if you don't even know what you're bringing to the table, you know, make a list. I encourage people out there, make a list of what your pros and cons are, and then write out what you are looking for in a mate, and see if you can even match what's on that list of what you're looking for.
I'm the ish, should not be on
the list. Right, because if you say you're the ish, you better be the ish.
Yeah.
So, that's all my time. So, I'm about to get out of here, go to bed. Probably not. I'm be up for a while.
Nope, I'm going straight to bed.
I ain't going to bed.
Crazy. I'm
just not. I'm not going to bed. But thank you guys once again for tuning in. Thanks to the fellas for being with me in the studio. Make sure you check us out next Sunday, each and every Sunday night on The Flow. This Date Is Over Radio. Go to the website right now. Not now, but right now.
But right now.
Post your bad day stories on thisdateisover.com. So y'all have a great and blessed week. Bye-bye.
Bye.